Harvard Mass General researcher Rob Moya has a hypothesis about a small peptide that the body makes called amyloid beta, or A-beta. This is the stuff that's known to clog the brains of Alzheimer's patients with plaques. But Moya's hypothesis is that A-beta may actually be part of our immune system.
My take on it revolves around a central idea that I was asking for a lot of years that I didn't really have an answer for, and that is, what does A-beta do, right? And I went around and I asked all the old guys in the field, and most of them said, it's rubbish. It's a piece of accidental catabolic product, you know, nothing. Go away.
But Moya came across striking similarities between chemical A-beta and a group of other peptides known to be part of our innate immune system, as opposed to our sophisticated adaptive immune system.
Now, adaptive immunity is very sexy. Antibodies, T-cells. But on a day-to-day basis, that ain't what's keeping you alive. It's the innate immune system. Because without it, you're going to get an infection on your lungs, in your mouth, on your skin. You're going to die real quick.
The innate immune system uses peptides to quickly attack pathogens or bugs that enter the body. And Moya thinks that the plaques, typically seen in Alzheimer's, could be the innate immune system at work, with the brain making A-beta peptides in response to an infection. The A-beta plaques could actually be prisons for pathogens.
And the way they work is very simple. They physically constrain the bug so it can't get around, infect other cells, can't eat.
Moya is thinking about A-beta in a new way, and if he's right, it could open up a whole new world of treatment options. Maybe a vaccine could prevent the infection, or a drug could kill it so A-beta doesn't have to. In any case, A-beta has been the focus of most Alzheimer's drug discovery programs for the past two decades. Today, the Food and Drug Administration and the field at large are testing drugs that regulate A-beta like cholesterol, turning its production down to what could be a safe level. The idea is to get these drugs into people early, before symptoms appear.
Newspapers will lead you to believe that we're all lost at sea. That's how they sell papers.
That's Harvard Mass General researcher Rudy Tanzi, a prominent figure in the world of Alzheimer's, largely because of his role in co-discovering key genes related to the disease.
We're not lost at sea. We know an incredible amount about this disease, especially from genetics. We have a pretty good idea of what triggers it, what the pathway is, and then we can think about therapies to intervene. We are not knowledge constrained. We're budget constrained.
Across the country, relatively small groups of science investigators are working to stop Alzheimer's disease. They're looking at the pathology of the disease, how it develops, and how it progresses in the body. They know A-beta builds up over the course of years before Alzheimer's symptoms appear with memory lapses and personality changes. And they know more about the cascade of the disease from there than ever before.
You know, it kills me when I read in big newspapers that the Alzheimer's researchers are running around scratching their heads, having no idea what causes this disease. Genetics has taught us what causes this disease. It's incontrovertible evidence. You just have to take that information, look at the big picture, and then say, here are my choke points. Here's where I can intervene. And then you need as much money as possible, as many labs as possible, to come up with the targets for drug discovery.
Alzheimer's is always fatal, and there are only a handful of drugs on the market to treat it, and none of them help for very long. One recent analysis by the pharmaceutical industry found that since 1998, more than 100 Alzheimer's drugs failed in clinical testing. They either were unsafe or they just didn't work, probably because they weren't very potent. One drug showed some modest success for people with mild Alzheimer's, but a follow-up study showed no improvement for people with later stages of the disease.
We're hoping that pharmaceutical companies are not scared away, that some are already pulling out of Alzheimer's out of frustration. And I'd say to be frustrated now with the failures of the past doesn't make sense because, yeah, they were shots on goal, but, you know, it was, in some cases, it was a fifth grader shooting the ball from the midline of the soccer field. Okay, don't give up just because these were the first shots on goal. We're getting closer and closer down to a good shot, and now is the time to actually pour it on, not back out.
Still, some Alzheimer's specialists disagree on using A-beta as the drug target. Alzheimer's researcher Dr. David Schubert of the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California, says there's been too much time spent focusing on A-beta.
This is where we have this big disagreement is with people who are just focusing on one target, one pathway. Yeah, I just don't think that that's going to work in the long run.
The Alzheimer's field has a long-standing debate over A-beta and the plaques it causes. Some researchers say a better drug target could be a different protein called tau, which breaks down and forms tangles in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. Schubert suggests that perhaps a variety of accumulated proteins should be cleared out of the brain. In any case, while many researchers say a preventative for Alzheimer's could be available in the next 5 or 10 years, Schubert says he's not optimistic.
Where the research is at the present time, it's basically, it's got big problems because all of the drugs that have been tested in the clinic have failed to date. There's a lot of stuff in the pipeline, but at the present time, it doesn't look that promising.
Most researchers agree that successful Alzheimer's treatment would likely include a cocktail of drugs. One could regulate amyloid, perhaps another could clear it from the brain. A third might deal with brain inflammation or with tau tangles. Several of the nation's top researchers also say things appear to be falling into place. There's better testing for the disease, better animals to test drugs in, and new thinking about when to try drugs in humans. Some of the longest, most expensive, and complex drug trials are either just underway or about to begin. And with 16 million people expected to suffer from Alzheimer's by 2050, researchers say the stakes are too high to fail. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.